Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 143 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my compatriot, my friend, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle, and hi, Adam. How are you doing today, man?
Wow, you've had quite the amount of caffeine, haven't you?
I'm on my second cup, and that's all it takes.
He never drinks a second cup at my house. Are you too young to know that reference?
I think you've brought that up on a previous episode. You reminded me. I think I have seen that.
Yeah, it's also referenced in movies, and it's like one of the most famous movies that reference point is. It's an Airplane. You ever see Airplane?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's a fantastic, which will never get made today, by the way. Total side note. Never get made today. You know that, right? Yeah.
No.
One of my favorite all-time movies. Anyway, but it's a Senka commercial. You know, he never has a Senka cup of coffee at home when Senka. They go Senka. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Good stuff.
Anyway, so what's new? It's been a while. We took a couple weeks off. I think we're doing like monthly shows at the moment. We're trying to get back on schedule, but somewhere around the corner, gracious. It could be tough also. I'm going to start bringing in those other people back to the show.
Are you?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think it's, why? I'm not the problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Don't try and pin this all on me.
90% you.
Come on.
Okay. 80% you. 10% the five others in the house under the age of 5.
Hey. 50% me, 50% you. That's what I say.
Okay. I can agree with you, but then we'll both be wrong.
Man. You've taken all these like weekend trips across the country to visit family and stuff. And
I took one trip.
See?
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway. All right. So what else is going on with you? Since we recorded last,
you know, I felt like I didn't have enough going on my life, not enough responsibility, and so this past week I agreed to start coaching T-ball.
Oh no!
Yeah. I never played T-ball. I've barely ever even watched T-ball. I've certainly never coached in any capacity. In any sport whatsoever.
Yeah.
But now I am in charge of a team of 11 toddlers who they're wonderful little children.
Coach
We've had
Kyle.
One practice
I like
so
it.
Far.
Coach Kyle.
Yes, Coach Kyle is here. And here we are trying to win a championship.
Right. Go all the way. I've coached before. I've coached and I've reffed. I did soccer, you know, back in the day. So.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, these kids are just all over the place.
It's like herding cats.
Man, yeah.
Who are blind and deaf.
I mean, it's so tough. Everybody pick up a ball. Now wait until I say
your name.
Wait. Right. Wait until I said. No. Wait until I say your name. No. Don't throw the ball. I mean, just for an hour.
Save this for Vague Rant Up. Nice.
We never do that segment anymore. It's been quite a while.
Next week.
Next week. I have a feeling next week I know which segment you're going to want to do.
No, you don't. I want to do Vague Rant Up. I just told you.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, that's well, congratulations on coaching. I'm sure you'll get the nice little certificate from the team mom or dad or parent.
Is that a thing? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
It doesn't seem too hard.
No, it's not that bad. Yeah. Just keep saying this too shall pass.
Why did I do this?
Right.
Now, what are you up to?
I have a kid coming back from college. The week that this episode comes out, it'll be the day after, actually. But this week, I have a kid coming back from college. She'll finish her sophomore year. I have another kid that is deciding to go to college in the fall. So I'm going to have two college kids next year. It's crazy, which means I need another side hustle. I need to start raising some more funding for that.
That's not how it works.
No?
No.
Yeah. We're still in the hunt for cars. We're trying to find our second car and my middle kid's first car. And I, as you know, I've been doing a bunch of running lately. I've been inspired by watching some documentaries about long-distance runnings. And I used to run a lot more before you knew me. I used to do 5, 10Ks a lot and stuff. But I've been doing it more. I've been extending my distances. And so I have some audacious goals in the next 12 months.
Amazing.
For in that way. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you like, I mean, what do you do to keep your body? I don't know. Like running is hard on, on your body. It can be. Mm-hmm. And any time in my life where I kind of ran for a little while, like not a ton of time, but like there have been periods where for some months I would run very consistently. Mm-hmm. And it's always eventually like pretty hard on my joints, my knees, my hips and feet and stuff. And I have to like kind of switch to other.
So number one, stretching. Two, good shoes. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, you're supposed to get new shoes after so many miles. I usually get new shoes. I'm on the high end right now. My shoes probably have 650, 700 miles on them. I usually go 400 to 500 miles per set of shoes. I average right now 35 a week in connection with, you know, in conjunction with walking the dog, running him, working out with my F3 buddies, and it's just my own solo runs. But so, yeah, I'm doing a lot of mileage. And then stretch. So I've also been really keen lately. Like, every day I roll out my hamstrings, my quads, my back. I have a roller I got for Father's Day, like, you know, a body roller. That's been really helpful.
Okay.
And then I used to take glucosamine and chondroitin stuff a long time ago. Yeah. I don't take it now. Well, I just take the dog's version.
I take the
dog's version. It's a much more solid. No, I'm kidding. Jeez. We used to give it to our old dog, Sam, who passed, you know, because he was old and had hip issues. But you could do that. That could help some for some people. Mm. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you just gotta listen to the body, right?
Week before last, I actually bought a bike. Time in my life that I've actually gotten a nice bike, and I'm doing that a little bit more. And I think that's a pretty good cardio, but not as hard on my body.
No, it's true. I mean, you know, and that's the thing. As we get older, you got to be careful. And swimming, of all things, if you want low impact or no impact for every muscle, swimming is it. You know, I was doing that in training for the triathlon for Ironman last year, this time, and then COVID shut things down. I was up to 1,000 meters nonstop. I was running, but things got turned upside down. So, you know, yeah. But yeah, you just got to take it easy. I mean, I feel it in the lower back a lot of times. I feel my shins if my shoes are bad. So you just got to pay attention and invest the time to rest and money. So, you know, the shoes, and then take the time for your body.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. I shouldn't tell this story because I don't want people to know about it, but we're on the subject and like,
okay. Should I mute you now so it doesn't get recorded?
No. It's just a silly thing. So okay. it was a funny serendipitous moment where I've been going to this co-working space to work lately. And I went on a lunch break to go buy a bike. I walked into the bike shop, first bike there. The guy's like, this is the one for you. And I'm like, okay. And I walk out with that bike.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty simple. Like, it was straightforward. He was like, this is the only one that's like right for you. And I was like, well, it's exactly what I pictured, so I'll take it. And, you know, it's not a super expensive bike, but relative to the bikes I've ever had in my life, which are pretty much like hand-me-down garage sale bikes, it's nice. Okay. And it was expensive. So I was like, well, it's going to be worth it. Then I went back to the co-working space, and that same day, a person who works there hit me up and said, hey, you do WordPress stuff. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I'm not like for hire. I'm not going to help anybody with anything. He's like, I've got just like this one problem, man. It's this project that's like, it went bad. The developer turns out didn't know what they were doing, made a mess, and it's fixable. And I'm like, well, okay, show me. He shows me the problem. I take a look and I say, you know, this is pretty sick. This is fixable. You know, I could do this. I mean, I don't want to. Don't tell anybody I'm for hire. I'm not for hire. Don't do side work.
Don't tell Pippin.
But like, I could fix this problem. You know, blah 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 blah. You know, how much? And he tells me, like, exactly how much I paid for the bike.
Nice.
Like, so exactly. And I was like, okay, this is crazy.
So the bike
I scheduled a day off work. Spent the whole day, fixed this problem, and pretty much got paid the same amount that I bought the bike for, like on the same day. It was just this funny moment. And since I've had a full-time job, I haven't done a single paid side gig at all
for four years.
And
right.
I'm not going to.
Right.
This was just a unique circumstance.
KyleSideGigs.com.
I am not doing, don't hit me up. I don't do websites. I don't do WordPress stuff for anybody. Don't ask.
Don't you still do sliders though?
This was a very unique situation. It was too funny that it worked out the way that it did.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That is funny. Yeah.
It was kind of fun, actually. I didn't mind.
I thought you were going to say, like, the website in question was the bike shops. Oh. What I thought you were going to say, honestly, is I thought you were going to say that you came back to the co-working space and someone else bought the same exact bike that you just bought.
Oh.
So yeah, cool.
It was actually kind of fun to get my hands dirty in WordPress a little bit again. Yeah,
it can be.
It's been quite a while since I was digging into like troubleshooting stuff and writing a few fixed lines of CSS and
there's a page builder in place
that I'd never really used before and
actually,
all this stuff.
I'm actually using one of your all products. I'm using the free version of RCP today to build a little pseudo membership private area.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So anyway. All right, I think that's it for the updates. So from that, then we need to go over to...
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
Cool. A couple of things here. Hallway chats. Our friends Tara Clays and Liam Dempsey, who I don't know Liam, but I know Tara really well. She's been here on the show. They handed off Hallway Chats, the podcast, over to Kate and Topher DeRosa. Both Tara and Liam are moving on with other things, other focuses. Time became an issue, obviously. So they've handed that off to Topher and Kate. So congratulations to them. And Kate and Topher are also people behind HeroPress. Pretty cool stuff.
It really is. Yeah, Kate and Topher have been kind of like really champions for the community for so long. I mean, so many of the different things that they've done over the years have been very community oriented, attending so many events, getting to know everyone, and really trying to share stories. It's a fit. They've gone out of their way for years in different ways to try and share the stories of the people in the community. Yeah. And I've admired that. And that aligns with the mission of Hallway Chats.
Of both Kate and Topher. I mean, it's funny. Yeah. I remember Googling something years ago and I heard the voice of a video and it was Topher's voice doing some voiceover or something. And Kate and I are both like in a mastermind and a book club together. So I like the whole family. And we know their daughters, you know, as well. So pretty cool. Congratulations to them.
And thank you to Tara and Liam for doing what they did for the years. I think that they did a great job. It was an amazing community project. They shared so many wonderful stories. Mm-hmm. And they're just beautiful, wonderful people.
They are. They are.
And I love what they've done. Right. Wish them the best.
Amen. And not to blow smoke, but in the news also, I mean, in changes, Kate DeRosa also has a new job.
Congratulations to Kate.
She's joining on top of Hallway Chats and on top of HeroPress. She's also now going to be working for WP Buffs.
That's awesome.
Right.
It really is.
I think content is, if I'm not mistaken. So,
So
pretty cool.
The Buffs. The Buffs are a cool company.
Yeah.
That would be a great place to work.
And we've had Joe on the show as well.
Right. Yeah. Founder of the company.
Yeah.
He's great guy. Right. I'm in a mastermind with Joe and we chat all the time.
Right.
And that is a company that like I really admire. I think is going places. Great place to end up. Good job, Kate.
Right on. And also it changes. AJ Morris is now a product manager over at Gravity Forms.
That guy.
Man.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. I've known AJ. I met him originally at Ann Arbor, but I knew who he was years prior from our Headway days back in the day, like way back, 2013.
Gosh.
And we met, and it was just kind of funny, and we become good friends. And he was most recently at...
Liquid Web.
Liquid Web, yes.
Right.
And he's moved over now to Gravity Forms. So that's pretty cool.
That's one of those guys that, like, I don't know if everybody knows him or appreciates, but he's, like, been around a long time and kind of behind the scenes of a lot of different important things.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot that's going on in this community that kind of AJ's been a little bit behind or at least very intimately involved with.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And any other changes? I thought there was one more. I don't think there are. All right. Right on. Cool.
What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now. What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now.
All right, I'll go first here. I'm wearing a Beaver Builder hat. I'm drinking coffee, but not just any coffee. I'm drinking a really awesome coffee. No, it's actually, I went old school. I'm drinking coffee out of a WordCamp OC 2014 white mug. I have a red one that has a chip in it now, but I found the white one in the garage. I went through and consolidated all my swag, and I have a little project coming out, by the way, starting tomorrow. In the swag world. And I just finished reading, by the way, I've been doing a ton of reading. I read last 2 weeks, two books. I read Pancakes in Paradise and also read Hatching Twitter. Really interesting book reads. The Pancakes in Paradise was like an autobiography of this guy who's American who started a diner in Paris. Pretty fascinating to read. Just fun and sad and teary. And it was really good. Hatching Twitter was amazing. because there's so much you just don't know about what happened with Twitter and how it came out of where the ideation came from. It's pretty interesting to read also. And so I finished those two books, and I just started reading this big, huge tome of book called Principles by Ray Dalio.
Okay.
And I just happened to see it like at the library, so I'm reading this. I have a couple other books in the library too. I just started this one 2 days ago, so I'm like about 50 pages in. I've been reading a lot lately.
Yeah.
Running, reading, resting. I'm just kind of, my 3 R's are good.
Yeah.
My arithmetic is terrible.
Basically, reading is your side hustle. That's like your side thing.
AdamReads.com. Yeah, I should get that one.
No. That's...
Yeah. All right. What are you wearing, drinking, reading?
I am wearing a Sand Hills Development hoodie, a WordCamp Ann Arbor 2014 hat.
Wow.
Captain America socks. Drinking some coffee. Reading The Last Wish.
Okay. Right on.
That's it.
Right on. Hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
It's time for Green Bay to get their act together and not let a generational talent walk away. I don't know what's going on over there, but I don't like the rumors that are starting about our star quarterback, and I'm pretty stressed about it. I'm stressed. I've got anxiety, man. I'm really freaking out about this. Calm me down, because this is not good.
It sounds like it. That's bad. And not only that, it's questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. That's right. Options. 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 Yeah, that's funny, Mr. Kyle. Real funny. He changed the text of my read to say we deleted them. Oh, Kyle being 15 years younger than me. Or 17 years younger than that. Oh, anyway, got some solid questions that came in this week. All right, I'm going to read the first one. Hey, guys, it turns out that half the team I work with lied to get their jobs. Some are quote, developers. Others are, quote, in marketing. I'd say that both are a problem, as the devs keep taking forever to learn, i.e. Google the answers and fix things. And the marketing team is just copying other websites for ideas and strategy. Upper management has no idea. Options? Sent in by Colby R.
Hey, Colby. We've got ideas.
Yeah.
You know, we came prepared with ideas for you.
I have some options. You want to give us one?
The first thing I would recommend doing is write a long email to upper management about this, because it's pretty serious. You need to include everything about how bad things are. Tell them all the just be completely honest. Spare no details. Then delete that email before sending and go about your business.
Okay. It's an option.
Okay. Right. Just because right. It's not your problem.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, I have an option for you. Option one for me is, as the company seems to not vet their employees all that well, I would just send out a thank you note to the CEO and CC HR payroll department for the new title and raise that goes along with it.
Oh.
Additionally, if by chance
you're presumptuous,
additionally, if by chance you're back in person or even using Zoom, I would attend the next meeting by management and or leadership, you know, just kind of Zoom bomb it and start assigning and offloading your own work to others. I mean, come on, it's common sense. Fake it until you make it, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, you know,
that could work.
Right.
Okay.
I have two others. You go next.
Let's. I would consider taking notes of every time you observe someone learning on the job. Compile a long list of every time that occurs. Mm-hmm. Then turn that into their supervisors, so that those employees can get the praise that they deserve.
Nice.
For learning on the job, right? You're watching out for this.
My second option is very similar. I mean, I would take the opportunity to throw your coworkers under the bus. Call them out often. Like during the meetings at the round table, right, whatever. Just say, hey, Billy Bob, you know. Billy Bob the developer. I live in the South. You know, what do I know? Yeah, that's an option too. You just throw them under the bus.
Okay.
I'll give my final third option here. Do nothing. It's not your place. But do keep your job. Keep your head down and perhaps find a better company to work for, like Sandhills or WP Buffs, or, you know. And of course, demand a severance package, even though you're leaving on your own free will.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. I mean, well, in some ways, you're right.
Yeah.
Colby.
Colby,
you're saying that half the team is relatively inexperienced.
It's a little broad. I mean,
well, I'd venture to guess that you are inexperienced because newsflash, that's a pretty normal team makeup. It's super common for companies to intentionally hire both senior and junior staff and try to find the perfect balance between them. There has to be that balance. You can't be really successful long term if you don't have a good mix of people with experience and those just getting started. This is just company building kind of 101 stuff. Mm-hmm. You have to have some people. And so if half of your team do not consider to have a problem, like they are experienced and they can get the job, and the other half is still kind of learning, well, that is not necessarily a problem. That could be actually part of the company's intentional hiring strategy. So you have no idea what's really going on behind the scenes. Keep in mind all of these, that there's probably a lot more to the story than you know about. Okay. It's not stated in the question, but I don't know that.
Right.
I don't think that Colby is in a management position or responsible for hiring in any way. Yeah. Or these are not their supervisors. I mean, their subordinates. But did these hires actually lie? I doubt that.
Most companies. It's a jump. It's a conclusion, right? You know, it's a jump. Know, it's an assumption, I suppose.
It is from your perspective, but. Most companies negotiate their salaries based on skills and experience. You could have colleagues who are being paid dramatically more than others because of that factor, and you just don't even know. You're not privy to that information. There's a chance management knows what they're doing here, and they have hired some senior people who get paid a lot and some junior people who get paid far less. They might even have the same titles, in which case you really would have no idea. This could just be what's going on. That right. Management is hiring senior people, paying them well, putting them kind of in charge of projects, and also bringing in junior people who can learn a little bit on the job, who aren't getting paid as much. That's possible, and you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know, especially if they have the same titles.
Man, I can't believe you. That's such an adult perception and answer from you. You know what it is? That's you in operations, not in development anymore.
Yeah.
That's you 4 years after running an agency. You've grown. I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I don't know if I like it, but you have grown.
I try. All I want to do is impress you.
Right.
And make you proud. Googling for dev solutions and getting inspiration from competitors is not a crime.
Are you sure?
Those are 100% normal activities.
Well, let me give the caveat.
What all levels do.
Inspiration, yes. Stealing content, stealing copy and imagery is not cool. Inspiration is different. Just to be clear.
Sure.
You know, okay.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah. I mean, yes. Oh, we don't know all the details.
No, we don't. I'm just making sure that we're. Yeah. I want to alleviate us of any responsibility of giving bad advice or bad options.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Yeah. That's one of those things that tends to be kind of subjective.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
And I've been in those work conversations where someone is a little bit critical and accuses someone of, outright copying or stealing something else when really it's not quite the same. It's just, there's a resemblance or you can see where the inspiration came from, but it's kind of, it's a gray area and, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's possible, but it's not a crime to just take some inspiration from others. And that's normal. People are doing that at all levels of their professions. I get a sense that your assessment of what developers and marketers should be is way off, but you're not quite there, I think. My option to you is to try your best to be the model senior, if that's what you are. If you're the one who can solve the problems and doesn't have to Google for the answers, that would be surprising because everybody does. But if you're the one who doesn't need help and isn't learning on the job and is kind of delivering everything without problems than help others learn and grow and set an example. Don't resent people who know less than you do. That's terrible.
Right.
Help them, right. Teach them, shape them, and give management the benefit of the doubt here. There's a small chance that they goofed and hired people who lack the skill to get the job done, but there's also a strong chance that they know what they are doing. If you're not really like a real stakeholder here who is responsible for like the success of the projects and the company, and you're just another contributor, well, give them the benefit of the doubt. There's a chance that this is part of the actual strategy. And there's a chance that maybe these candidates were just the best of the talent pool that they had. I don't know.
Right.
There's certainly more to the story.
Yeah. Good answer. Good options, I believe. I think we nailed it. That's how I call it. All right. Why don't you read question number two?
Question number dos. Any ideas or options on how to get other developers to collaborate in a productive manner? What I mean by this is that many of the other developers I work with are very non-social / socially awkward. Additionally, some of them don't like each other very much. It's tense, to say the least. Our lead developer isn't aware of this, as she isn't a part of the daily operations. Brian.
Hmm.
Thanks, Brian, for the question.
Yeah, thank you. Interesting. I have three options here as well. Option one is really simple. I think it works for all people. I believe, socially awkward or not, I think, it's rock, paper, scissors. The loser the loser then has to lead the collaboration in meetings for the rest of the month.
Okay.
Or for the entire month. You just, okay. Mm-hmm. Take that. Just okay. Rock, paper, scissors, developer. Whoever loses leads the meeting. They have to lead it. Yeah, they have become the lead collaborator.
Oh, dang.
Right. So I'm snarky. Okay. I'm snarky today. I'm just going to be like that.
Yeah. What is it like when you play rock, paper, scissors and try to lose?
Exactly.
Can you do that?
Yeah. Ask my boys. I don't know. Yeah. So that's option one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good one. It's an option.
I'm terrible at this game.
Man, yeah. It's terrible. Go rock, paper, scissors, they go fire, on Friends episode.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Let's see. Developers. Developers not collaborating well.
Yeah.
That's the context here. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Developers, I say here's the thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a podcast too. Alec Baldwin hosts a podcast called Here's the Thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Developers can be kind of like children.
I love it. End of story.
Because they're constant. Just, yeah. Well, no, because they're constantly developing.
Of course.
But I'm chink. Anyway, ever since I ended up with a few more kids in the house, I've been learning a lot about related things, conflict resolution and peacekeeping and so on. If you want everyone to get along and play well together, you just have to talk to them like I do. You could try something kind of like this. What are you doing? Are you out of your mind? Why can't you just get along with each other? I turned my back for 2 seconds and you're bickering over nothing. It's just start minding your own business and keep your hands to yourself. No back talk and no attitude. I need you to be more like your sister. Now get back to your work or you're grounded.
But inside voice. Nice. So this is a vague rant up episode for you.
Maybe it'll work for a team of developers. Just
it could. Yeah.
Try my approach.
That's an option. I like it. I mean, I'm not against it. I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed. Option two for me is to secretly record the interaction and then stream it on Twitch. Get sponsors. Might make for good geek TV.
Oh, dang.
Right? Okay. I mean, I think socially awkward situations are awesome.
Yeah, it seems like there's whole genres of shows that really
they play into that.
Exploit that, yeah.
Naked and Afraid.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I went there. Do you have another option that maybe might not be so harsh?
Potentially. Yeah. I don't know. That's up to the listener to determine if it's more harsh or not. But
okay.
I think that you can kind of neutralize a lot of these issues by changing the ways that you work together, you're not going to like, you're not going to really make a lot of headway fixing people's personality issues,
right.
Or like, you're not going to train them to,
not unless you start dating one of them or get married.
Right. Yeah. Then you can, yeah, that's totally, you can fix people.
Right.
For sure.
After,
yeah.
Yeah. After the I do's.
Of course. Yeah. Jeez Louise. So you're not going to like correct those issues if they are issues. You can just neutralize them by changing the ways that you collaborate. I think that moving to asynchronous communication as primary helps a lot.
That's interesting.
Primary communication should probably be asynchronous. That is not real time. So secondary, if it exists at all, should be things like real time meetings. Things in face-to-face or on Zoom, Slack discussions and stuff, that is synchronous. That's real time right now where we're speaking in the moment, off the cuff. Mm-hmm. And that should not be primary. In fact, that should be downplayed as much as possible.
Unless it's an emergency.
Sure. There's a time and a place for that.
Right.
It can contribute a lot, but I think reduce that stuff as much as possible and move to as much as you can fully asynchronous.
Right. Yeah.
Just post comments in threads in whatever your project management or internal collaboration software is. We use Basecamp. I think you use Asana. Mm-hmm.
We use Asana for project management. We use Slack for internal communications.
Right.
Yeah. But we are asynchronous for the most part. We do.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So that really helps. Everyone has time to gather their thoughts and type out a clear message to contribute to the discussion and be thorough and so on. Also, it helps to define your communication standards because, if you just give the whole team a lot of tools and say, figure out how to communicate with each other, essentially, maybe not explicitly, but implicitly, say, we have Slack and Zoom and Basecamp and whatever else and Google Docs and email and so on, just figure it out. Everybody's going to, default to their preferences or whatever they're most comfortable with, and it's going to be kind of a mess. You as a company need to do better at defining what the standards are, what is the appropriate usage for each tool, and expectations for every type of communication that you usually have. You can provide templates if you need to. We, in some cases, do that. We have templates for GitHub issues. For example, you open an issue on a certain repository, there's a series of questions that you need to answer. And this standardizes the issues which get opened. And this was done out of necessity because they were all over the place. We were getting a lot of issues that lacked the right information or were not providing the right context and so on. Now they're standardized.
Right. Needs to be process driven.
You kind of remove a lot of the like unique qualities and characteristics of each person's contribution.
Right.
So there should be clear guidelines. There should be examples where necessary. Remind people that whatever this thing that came up, that probably should not have been discussed in a meeting. That should have been in a thread in our collaboration tool.
Right.
That should have been a GitHub issue. That should have been a Basecamp post.
I was going to say, I have a third option, which I think lines up with what you're saying as well. And I want to take from this approach on a serious note. I want to say, and I think the option here from my perspective, as my final option is, I think Brian needs to have a one-on-one with the lead dev. Be honest, share what you're observing, and it needs to be synchronous. It needs to be like almost like a phone call or Zoom, but just a one-on-one. I think Brian, again, needs to document it. And that way, and I say this because I've seen this happen in many different industries, not just WordPress, but in companies over my years of experience. And we've seen on the news, you want to document it because when people are socially awkward or if there's antagonistic attitudes or unproductiveness, if you will, or just it comes back to who knew what when, right?
Yeah.
And you got to be careful, especially these days in companies. And I know WordPress in our industry, it's a little different, I think, but in other companies, it's not. There's still, you know, COVID is different and it's changing as well. But I think that it adds to the level of complexity here. So I think I would recommend my option for Brian is to have the one-on-one with his lead dev. Say, hey, this is what I see, just so you know, because you're not here all the time. Or it doesn't seem to be there. And document the fact that you had that. And not that you have to send it over to HR or anything, but just so you have it, you just have a record of it. That way, memories change over time. They fade, right? Sadly, you have to cover your arse. That's right. I said arse. It's a little bit of CYA. It's like when you email somebody and you BCC or CC the boss, or just, you want to make sure, you know, that, you know, it's noted, documented. Because my fear is that socially awkwardness, or the assumption of people being socially awkward, or developers not getting along, or attitudes, you know, you just don't know where that could lead to. As far as I'm dancing on the idea here of people not being heard, people being marginalized, and, you know, just groups in general just having a problem with, you know, being able to be themselves. But, you know, for whatever reason, whatever's going on in that company, we don't know as well, right? So I just want to make sure that Brian kind of just doesn't put his head down or walk away from it. You know, I think he needs to, adulting.
No, you're right. I mean, this is standard workplace stuff. Mm-hmm. You're not in like a, you know, neither
it's
of
not
the
McDonald's.
People asking these two questions are in like really unusual circumstances that the rest of us will never experience.
Right. I've been in these situations. We've both
been in these situations. Right. Just about everybody will be in this situation.
Right.
This is standard stuff. And so we all kind of have to accept this reality. Mm-hmm. We're going to experience these kinds of situations as a part of our work life. We have to prepare ourselves for dealing with them. And sometimes it's not that easy and not that comfortable. But
right.
The advice you gave about communicating with your supervisor, explaining the situation, doing so early, not waiting till there's like a breaking point.
Right.
That is great advice.
Thank you.
For most, like, all the time.
Right. Yeah. You can't over communicate certain things. Like, you can't over, you know, love your children. You know, it's like, hugs are good. Right. Anyway, that's my two cents, Brian. I appreciate the question though. So
I dig it.
All right. Hey, we have a segment. You want to do the segment?
Nah. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding. Okay. I know.
We're
going to
really
do excited about
bomb.com. Again, just so you know, these are domains that are readily available right now that I have not bought.
Yet.
No, I have not bought any domains yet this year, A. B, I've let two expire, and here we go. So,
wow. I'm gonna High five. You deserve a hug for that.
Thank you. I have four this to share this week. I'll do two, and then you can do a couple, and I'll do my last two. So laptopandabackpack.com.
Laptopandabackpack.com. Laptop in a backpack. That sounds like it could be a song. That's
or to for travel bloggers once we get out of COVID-19.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda laptop cool. in a backpack. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You could do that now. It's like, that sounds like outdoor traveling.
Yeah. Sure. You know? The other one I want to share with you is findabetterwaytooffend.com.
What?
Well, I just been reading some stuff. Yeah. I mean, if you, you know, just find a better way. So it's like, it's a snarky humor site. I think it could be used for that kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah. Totally. People need to be called out a little bit when they, you know, you could do better.
Yeah.
You could do better.
Actually, should I share my final two, then you can do yours? Yeah, let's do that.
If you want, I guess.
You do two. You do two then.
Okay. I feel like yours are going to be better than mine because mine kind of suck. Okay. My first one is gludge.com. You know, GLUDGE, gludge.com. I feel like it could be the name of a great band or a great brand or a great land or a great sand. I don't know. It could be something really special there.
Okay.
You know, gludge. Think about it. Check out gludge.com. Gludge.
Okay. I like it. Not bad. Yeah. Okay. What else you got?
Okay. Plungers.com with a Z.
Yeah, I don't like that one as much.
Yeah, think about how, I mean, the potential. The
right.
potential.
Okay, all right. My third one is noneedforyou.com.
No need for you. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think it could be a
is that like the letter U? Like
no, Y-O-U.
How to like speak English without using that letter?
No, or? No need for Y-O-U. So I think it could be like a family blog.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, yeah. There's probably like some service providers that I could think of that I would, yeah, I would or something, use yeah. that for. Like, yeah, I don't need you.
And the last one I have
do it myself.
Is last one I have is also related to COVID and stuff. It's fixedandvaccinated.com. So I think if
fixed
and vaccinated and vaccinated.com. That way, if you go to get your dog or cat, you know, spayed or neutered, and they are giving it the shot for the COVID vaccine, it's a one-stop shop.
That's so specific. Okay. I have been watching a lot of Marvel stuff lately. Did you know that NicholasFury.com is available?
I did not. Wow.
Yeah, check that out. That's pretty sweet. And this is a good one. This actually used to be a real website years ago, and the domain is now available. But finishthebookgeorge.com is out there. And that used to be a real popular site years ago.
How much is it now?
It's standard price.
Oh, wow.
It's an available domain. Finishthebookgeorge.com for fans of George R.R. Martin's Game of Thrones series. He takes his sweet time finishing the books, and fans of the series have to suffer. Wow. So you could revive that site and that community of fans urging this author to get his act together and finally finish
the book.
Yeah. Nice. What is it? Winds of Winter?
I've never seen any of them or the books or the show.
I know. Never mind. You just don't. Okay. Do you have another?
I'm that's all I got.
Okay. My last one is AaronDon'tGo.com.
That's awesome. Yeah. I feel for you, man. I do.
Oh, that would be a disaster.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a bad day. I'm going to need some time. Don't talk to me on that day.
Okay.
If he moves away from Green Bay.
Yeah. I'm hoping if he moves, he'll go to the 49ers.
They already turned down that trade.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. That was offered. He grew up as a 49ers fan.
I know. It would have been awesome.
Yeah.
I would have been so happy. So. Because I think that could totally change.
Ruin thing. Our friendship.
And on that note, thanks for listening. Be sure to email us any questions you have at questions@getoptionspodcast.com or use the SpeakPipe feature of the website. You can find us online, Twitter primarily, @get_options. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. We're on SoundCloud. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
That's it? Just goodbye, Kyle?
Goodbye, Kyle.
All right.